Welcome back to the Life on Target podcast. I'm your host, Nathan Spearing. This message is going to be a double barrel shotgun to the face message for you men out there. And it may hurt a little bit, or you may be able to say, yep, I got this, dude. Get off my case, Nate. I know what I'm doing. I'm doing it better than you, likely you are. Anyway, my wife's birthday is this weekend, and in my typical fashion, I didn't plan very far ahead when I was considering what to get her for her gift, but I finally kind of day before yesterday, so say 5-6 days prior to her present, needing to be on site, sat down, started thinking, okay, what am I going to get her? What am I going to do? What's the best gift to get her? And decided to get her two nights away at a place that is kind of an English village styled facility with gardens and shops and restaurants and some rooms and kind of like a bed and breakfast experience. It's on a farm and is really kind of our style. If any of y'all have been following along, us working on our farm, us trying to cultivate these gardens and this place where we can grow food, et cetera, but it's just in, kind of set in a getaway. So I booked her a room for two nights. And what's nice is that there's no shipping and there was actually availability. She's not going to be able to get, I'm being told she's not gonna be able to get a room with a king bed necessarily, or one of the ones with the soaker tub, which would have been ideal if her husband would have planned a little earlier. She could have got that, but she is going to have time by herself, which is essentially what the goal of this getaway is for her. She's been talking about wanting to work on her rule of life for her, the things that are focused for her, her particular practices she wants to do, the ways she wants to allocate her time. It's a getaway. She's not going to be getting asked 5,037 questions an hour by our five kids. She's just not going to have to make meals for me or do any laundry right now. Although in previous getaways, my challenge has been staying on top of the dishes, staying on top of the laundry, at the same time keeping kids alive. But essentially, she's going to get these two nights away and she's going to be able to focus on improving herself, on thinking and reflecting. And that's really, really good for all humans. But the reason I'm saying this is double barrel shotgun to y'all men out there is because it's something that is really hard for me to do and to provide to my wife, even though I own my calendar and I own all my businesses and things. And my guess would be that those of you that work the typical 9-to-5 that have a employer, it's even harder for you because you're going to get limited vacation. You got limited time out of the office and maybe the tendency is going to be to take the family vacations or to get caught up on some house projects or things like that. But I just want to encourage all you men out there to make even just a one night getaway, or hey, I'm going to come home, work from early and you can have the evening and you just come back late, whatever, have time for her to get away with her friends, to get away by herself, depending on what things give her energy. Know that what gives your wife energy and cultivate and carve out and schedule time for her to do that. This is not going to be easy or convenient ever. So put it on the calendar, make it happen for her. Now, that being said, my wife mentioned to her friends while she was out last night, they went out and hung out for a little bit. She mentioned that she was doing this and kind of the response from several of the ladies were like, there is no way that I could leave my husband with my kids and I could get away. No way. Really? You can't keep your kids alive and fed. And I mean, you don't even, like I've talked about this before, you don't even have to give them a shower, man. Like they will be fine. You can order pizza. You can, you know, make some eggs, peanut butter and jelly to go on a hike. There's so many things. Maybe I'll give you the guy's survival guide to parenting for multiple days without your wife. But bottom line is, man, you're a man of God. And you are a cultivator of your garden. You're a warrior in your garden. And you're going to say that you can't give your wife a day away from her duties because she's worried that her kids are not going to survive. I mean, my wife does give me the talk. She's like, I'm worried about the kids, babe. I don't know. Just check on them. Don't let them go too far away, whatever. She kind of gives me the rundown because it is it's nerve-wracking for her. But bottom line is she's like, I'm giving you the debrief and then I'm out. And she does check in every now and then. But in a sense, you know, there is always going to be some nerves for mama leaving the kids with dad. But you need to let your husband do it and work up to it. Work up to it as a family. But specifically, that's your job, man. Your job. It's funny because you'll hear in culture like, yeah, babysit the kids or whatever. It's not babysitting when you're watching your own kids, dude. It is called parenting and it's one of your responsibilities. And if you don't know how to do it for longer than 5 minutes or an hour or because your wife is there holding your hand, then you're not a man. If you can't watch the kids, you can't keep them alive, you can't create a short amount of time where mom can get away and your kids can thrive. And I'm not saying this is like, oh, you got to have me time every Saturday or I got to have me time every whatever, like whatever your family practices. I think it's essential, whatever the frequency, the cadence of it is, do it. But there needs to be some times maybe where she gets a night away, you know, and at least with my family, my wife being an introvert, I think I've talked about the book Quiet. I read the book Quiet, try to understand how introverts work and understanding that she gets energy and she's recharged when it's quiet, when she has time to think. And that's my job as a warrior tending the garden. I got the banner up behind my head. I'm making a gesture right now on the video. When you tend your garden, part of tending your garden is giving your partner in this, your wife, the room that she needs to recover from these operations, giving her R&R, taking her off the front lines of the church or off the front lines of the house and the laundry and the meal prep and giving her a chance to pamper herself and to recoup and to recover and to come back charged for what's going on and how she needs to do it. And you, as the tender of your garden, as the head of your household, need to know how to keep your kids alive, how to create fun times for them, how to be patient with them the majority of the time while she's gone, to take care of things that she's not so nervous that she can't rest and recover because she's worried about the kids' lives. If this is you, man, repent. Shame on you. Figure out how to do it. Start by taking the kids while she goes to the grocery store. Start by taking the kids for the evening. Start by taking the kids for lunch. Work up. You know, it's just like Rory Groves talks about, coming up with a plan that is something that you can do, that you can implement and not lose morale. And just generally, you got to put your phone away, bro. You got to not be reachable. You got to be present. You got to be listening to what your kids are saying. You got to create. I mean, and my tendency is to try to make this grand experience for them. Like, okay, we're going to go camp and we're going to cook our meals on a fire. And then we're going to go do the water park. And then we're going to go skydiving. Just kidding. Not going skydiving. Anyway, my tendency is to want to make it amazing and crazy and big. And it doesn't have to be that to be significant with your kids. And it doesn't have to be that for you to create something that's sustainable that you can execute while your wife is away, while your wife is recovering. So examples of things, let's go ahead and get into it right now. Things that I do, go for a hike, not a 26 mile hike where the 6-year-old's falling out 0.2 miles into it, just a place. It's a short hike. There's some rocks that they can scamper around on. You can go to the grocery store and get a couple snacks that are kind of not normal. Let them, even just if you say, hey, well, I'm not the sugar, the processed food kind of thing. We just literally go into the grocery store and I say, you can pick out whatever piece of fruit that you want. I mean, and that, you know, the way that the store is like 90,000 apples. There's all these kind of different things. Hey, and just say, you're going to try it. And if he's like, man, I don't know if that kid's going to like it. Just say, hey, how about let's get it. Let's get one that the family, we can all try. But how about you get something else just in case? Because sometimes the kid's melting down, saying he doesn't like it, whatever. So letting them just kind of fan out in the produce section and pick what they want, getting some cheese, getting some whatever. And then that's the thing that you take. And you can get a drink too. Hey, let's go get a fruit drink or something like that. So you get a piece of fruit, an apple, and we're taking that with us to the park. We're taking that with us to the trail, and it's fun. And they are excited about it. And you don't have your phone on you because you're not checking work emails or getting calls from people, and you're taking care of your kids and you're experiencing it with them. You know, just have bedtime routine. I do bedtime anyway, so it's not really that big a deal. But if it's not something that you're actively a part of, you probably need to start helping with bedtime so you can do that. Do a couple. I try to do one or two loads of laundry, even if it's like right when she's on her way. You know, I see her, find my iPhone coming into town, like, oh shoot, I'm going to start it so that she like rolls into the house, and hears that the washing machine's going, or in this case, in my case, the bus, and hears the washing machine going, gets it taken care of. And even now I kind of say, Hey kids, mom's on her way back. We need to bless her. We need her to come back into the atmosphere, into our home, and it not to be crazy. So I'll get my older kids, hey, you know, for mom, would you do the dishes? Let's get it straightened up. And it becomes a kind of a game. We put on Everybody Dance now sometimes. It's kind of our cleaning song, and it's a dance party / cleanup party, something we do. And just enable mom to get away. Enable mom to not freak out, the kids are dying. Send a couple photos, texts, not because you need, hey, babe, I can't figure out, you've been gone for 5 minutes and I can't even watch my kids come back. No, that's not what a man does. But hey, babe, kids are alive. You know, here's a picture of them. Here's all of us in this tranquil atmosphere. We're all sitting around the table chatting, or hey, we're over at the park. You can send some stuff to her so her mind's at ease. She's able to just settle in. She's able to read her book, not bothering her. Try not to text her too much and let her get away and let her recover. And guess what, man? When she comes back, she's able to be a better mom. She's ever able to be a better wife. And the family is thriving because you did what needed to be done. You led in your household. You created time for her to get away and to recover. You did what was necessary, even if it wasn't easy. And now the family can resume normal operations with everybody involved better off because of it. So a challenge to you is talk to your wife about it, figure out where she can go. So it's Airbnbs are very reasonable and can achieve the same thing. It doesn't have to be this great grand thing every time. It can be a cheaper experience, but in some ways this needs to be nice. It needs to not be funky and nasty so your wife can't enjoy it because it's dirty. That's why kind of my go-to button is some of these resorts and these hotels, because you know that there's sanitation and it's not going to end up being a bad experience for her, because that's their whole job, is to cultivate these experiences. Anyway, go talk to your wife today before the end of the day. Say, babe, I think it's time for us to give you a getaway. Let's figure out a way where you can get a night away. I'm going to take the kids. And even if it's after work, I mean, seriously, check-in's usually about 4. You come home from work at 5, she can just drive 45 minutes away, an hour away, check in that evening, come back. Even the next morning, she could do dinner. She could do a night at the hotel. She can have the morning and get back for you to be able to get to work. Maybe you say, hey, boss, I'm going to come in about 10 o'clock, get a little bit late. I got to do this. I got an appointment. You know, my wife's got an appointment. I got to. And that's how you have to say, my wife's got an appointment. I got to be there for it. Whatever. I got to take the kids. And you can cultivate enough for them to check in about check-in time, and you to get there and enable her to have 12 hours, evening, morning, kind of for herself. So go out there right now. If you haven't done it in the last 3 months for your wife, do it again. Cultivate that. If you can't afford it, if your job doesn't allow you the margin to do it, you haven't practiced it with your kids yet, that your wife is going to trust you to do it for longer than an hour while she's grocery shopping, start doing that. And try to, in the next 30 to 60 days, give that to your wife and take that 30 to 60 days to run the place, and how you can execute it where she's trusting you to do it, make it happen for her. And then at me on social media, shoot me an email and tell me how awesome it went for you as the man and for your family and ultimately the kingdom of God because you did that. All right. Talk to you next time.
Have a good one.